This is The Radical Therapist, a space where we explore the intersections of collaborative therapy, philosophy, art, and science and technology in a post-Freud, post-psychology world.
Welcome to The Radical Therapist. This is your host, Chris Hoff. We are now at episode number 41, and thank you for listening, tuning in. Very much appreciated. Today, we're going to go back to me doing a little something on a short piece on attachment theory. Actually, this you can find, if you like visuals, you can find it on the Radical Therapist YouTube channel, but it was inspired by a piece I found at the British Psychological Society, a piece by Dr. Elizabeth Maines. I think I'm saying that right. But she had written a piece on basically titled Overrated: The Predictive Power of Attachment. And it's a very thorough, well-written piece. And I just kind of tried to summarize it and kind of her arguments, because I think it's important, because she really points to resilience as being probably much more important, which I kind of maybe, you know, obviously lean that way as well. So I think you'll find this, challenging, right? I mean, I have been getting some pushback from the attachment folks who seem to be attached to attachment theory, just a joke. But I think it's great to have like these kinds of conversations, you know? And so that's what we're going to be taking on today, the predictive power of attachment, or is attachment theory overrated? But before we do that, I got a couple of quick announcements. First, I'm happy to report that the Radical Therapist or the Radical Roundtable, those who are longtime listeners, I'm sure familiar with the Radical Roundtable, myself and Dr. Lauren Foster, Dr. Veronica Kuhn, and Dr. Bryson Greaves. We get together occasionally and talk about different stuff, and they seem to be very popular podcasts. But the Radical Roundtable has been accepted at the upcoming conference for AFTA, the American Family Therapy Academy. We are going to be doing a brief presentation, which is really going to look like us doing a live Radical Roundtable at the AFTA conference in Austin. This conference begins Thursday, June 21st, and goes till Saturday, June 23rd, with a special kind of Sunday event, a Sunday workshop, which will highlight the work of local mental health and social work agencies on the ground supporting social justice activities in Austin. So if you can make it to Austin this summer, it'd be awesome to meet you and to have you come support our brief presentation. The title of the conference is Relational Activism, Supporting Just Relationships in Family Therapy. And that will be, like I said, in Austin this June, from June 21st to June 23rd. And you can find all the information at AFTA.org, and all the conference information is there. And I hope you join me. And also, I'm going to be at the Michael White Conference. I know it has a different title than that, in San Diego, coming up in March. That's March 28th, Wednesday, March 28th, through the Friday, March 30th in San Diego on Coronado Island. I think if you search Narrative Initiative San Diego, or even Reauthoring Teaching in Vermont, both those sites will have plenty of information on that conference. And like I said, I'm going to try and probably pull something together on Thursday night, the 29th. Maybe we'll all go do a happy hour or something and get some drinks. I'll bring some swag and give away free stuff or something. I'm going to try to pull that together. So shoot me an email if you're interested. I did get emails already, and I will respond to you, I promise. But thank you for those emails saying you're going to be there and you would be interested in getting together, and I'll get that all rounded up and put together. So that's kind of exciting. So Okay, so let's get to, and just really quick, I do have lots of new interviews, et cetera, content lining up. I'm working hard at that. I got kind of a crazy schedule right now, but I'm going to be putting that all together. So just bear with me. I'm going to be as regular as possible, get you great people, great content. So keep hanging in there with me, and I appreciate the support. So, but let's get to me. Talking about, is attachment theory overrated? And like I said, if you like the visuals, you can find it on the YouTube channel as well. Just Google Radical Therapist YouTube, and I'm sure it'll come up. But without further ado, let's talk attachment theory.
I recently saw a post put out by The Onion that declared, study finds that all styles of parenting produce disturbed, miserable adults. It was pretty funny. And currently in the psychology world, there is probably no greater influence on parenting styles and the production of parenting literature, training, and workshops, and even relationship advice than attachment theory. Attachment theory was developed by John Bowlby, who was a psychoanalyst like Freud, who believed that mental health and behavioral problems could be attributed to early childhood. Bowlby suggested that a child would initially form only one attachment and that that attachment figure acted as a secure base for exploring the world. This is important because Bowlby believed the attachment relationship acts as a prototype for all future social relationships. So disrupting it can have severe consequences on how the child may do future relationships. One of the main points of Bowlby's theory was that a child's attachment relationship with their primary caregiver leads to the development of an internal working model. For example, if your mother, and I'll explain later why I use mother as the primary caregiver, so if your mother treated you with love and positivity, you would develop what Bowlby declared or called a secure attachment style. Or if your mother rejected or did not love you, you would acquire what Bowlby termed an avoidant attachment style. And if your primary caregiver was of the angry or confused type, Bowlby believed you would develop a resistant attachment style. Bowlby believed these internal working models would predict these children's understanding of the world and future interactions with others. This theory has now grown to such popularity and has captured the psychotherapy community to such an extent that there are numerous amounts of books being produced every year to help parents develop healthy attachment with their children. Think helicopter parenting. And books and therapy models to help couples undo the damage of the caregivers so that they may develop secure attachments with their partners. But should we believe all the hype? In a recent article for the British Psychological Association, Dr. Elizabeth Mines says that there is no strong evidence that parent-child attachment in infancy will predict anything much about children's later development. In her article, Dr. Mines points to Booth, LaForce, and Roseman's definitive 2014 study that showed that early attachment doesn't even predict attachment later in development, let alone all these other things it claims to predict. There's good evidence that how a parent feels as an adult about their childhood attachment experiences relates to the security of attachment relationship they have with their own child, but this is very different from the kind of attachment you, yourself, had as a toddler predicting the kind of attachment you'll have with your future child. So the belief that making all toddlers securely attached will have many positive effects for future generations is completely incorrect. More details about this study are provided in the link below. I suggest you look it up. So why is this misunderstanding of attachment so important? Well, Mines believes laying so much emphasis on attachment isn't helping anyone, and telling parents that secure attachment in the first 2 years of life is critically important for children's future development is likely to give many parents cause for concern. Parents are not unnecessarily being made to worry that they've ruined their children's chances in life before they're even out of diapers. And let's be real, psychology has a long history of not being kind to mothers, going all the way back to Freud. The continued misunderstanding of early attachment will just continue to propagate the idea of maternal deprivation or mother blame to no good end. But I suppose that's how you keep the parenting industrial complex going. Mines believes instead of attachment, we should be focusing on resiliency. Mines also believes that the reason people have avoided exploring resiliency is because of its complexity and dynamic nature. Resiliency is a process involving multiple systems which include child attributes, family functioning, social relationships, and the broader environmental context, all at particular points in time. And as Mines argues, this complexity has served to put people off the idea of examining resiliency as a more important factor in child development. Whereas understanding the idea that secure attachment leads to successful development and insecure attachment leads to unsuccessful development isn't challenging in any way. Finally, Mines argues that more we learn about resilience and vulnerability, the more it becomes obvious that predicting children's development is fantastically difficult. And the fact that the development is determined by many different factors acting in concert with one another doesn't excuse giving parents and practitioners incorrect information about what's essential for children's development. Instead, parents need to know that development is a dynamic process in which there is a great deal of instability and change, only some of which relates to how children are parented. And Mines believes that this is a much more optimistic view than seeing future development having its course set by the security of parent-child attachment relationships when children are still infants. So my advice, embrace the uncertainty of parenting, do the best you know how, seek outside help when you think it would be useful, and enjoy the ride. Well, thanks for watching. The full article again can be found in the notes. Please smash the like button, subscribe to the channel, and please share with some parents that might find this video helpful.
Well, that's our show. And thank you, as always, for listening. And like I said, if you got nothing to do in June, come join me at the AFTA conference in Austin, Texas. Be great to see you. Or if you're going to be in San Diego towards the end of March, for the Micah White, looking back 10 years, celebrating the influence, the important work of Micah White in San Diego, it would be great to see you as well. Also, you can connect with me via all the social media. We got a Radical Therapist Facebook page. We're on Instagram under the Radical Therapist, Twitter under the Rad Therapist. I'm still trying to figure out how to do Twitter, but please go follow me over there. And of course, we have a website at theradicaltherapist.com, and I have an email, theradicaltherapist@gmail.com. If you want stickers or if I got shirts left, I'd be happy to send them to you. Just let me know. And so, yeah, as always, my name is Chris Hoff. This has been The Radical Therapist. Thanks for listening.